Life.
People are legitimately concerned because we have a major problem with healthcare in this country. Even though the rollout of the new healthcare marketplace has been rough, to say the least, about 500,000 Americans are now poised to gain healthcare coverage beginning January 1st. That's after only a month of sign up. My understanding is nobody in this town is doing particularly well at the moment when it comes to the opinions of the American people. This has been a big problem for a very long time, and so it was always going to be challenging, not just to pass a law, but also to implement it.
That's the president talking about the woes of affordable health care and what has to happen to turn around the ship and get more people to sign up. And boy, let me tell you, it's looking pretty bleak when you look into the possibilities of what can happen to your information if you sign up on the healthcare.gov website right now, if you can even get through. That's where we start this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I like to say it's the buzz in the backyard, and you know, the buzz in the backyard continues to be this same thing. If the president wanted attention on his signature legislation, he definitely got it. Unfortunately for him, it's unwanted attention for some of the gaffes, the blunders, and the just pure stupidity when it comes to the people behind the scenes. I don't know. To me, one of the biggest things that now has come out is the fact that you have these experts who were testifying today or yesterday in Washington and saying that hackers are definitely after it. And when you have the CEO of a major security firm, trusted SEC, saying that clearly you could see that the website is either hacked into or will be soon because of the information. You'll have all the Social Security numbers and what they call the SQL injection attack. You can see that it's large, that there have been a bunch of attacks that clearly show that the website is a target. And of course it's a target because of all the critical information that would be on there. So would you want to take those precious numbers of yours and sign up? Probably not. And I'm wondering if that will affect the amount of people that will ultimately bounce to healthcare.gov or go in a different direction. But where would you go? Go there to try to surf and see where you need to, where you can get insurance, I guess. Or just take the fine. And I keep saying this, but I think I want to see the numbers of the people who take the fine versus sign up for healthcare. And naturally, the Department of Health and Human Services, when all of this information comes out, they're nowhere to be found. The biggest quote coming out of David Kennedy's mouth on the day, which I just mentioned, I would say the website is either hacked already or will be soon. And the fact that they didn't have any security, there's not a lot of security built into the site, they say they can see that that's already the problem. So it doesn't have medical records, but it's integrated with other sites and including all that personal information. So all the data makes it a huge target, a huge, huge target. And I have to say, every single day, some different twist is kicked out there that has something to do with Obamacare. I mean, this is just experts testifying. So not political, just here's what it is, here's what we see, and here's why you shouldn't sign up right now. The payment system, by the way, still isn't built anyway. 40% of the site needs to be done, and that's a big chunk of it. At least 40%, saying even more than that. Henry Chow, for the Centers for Medicine or Medicare and Medicaid Services, who's the chief information officer, was also in that House hearing and said it isn't really clear. They're not sure how far away they are, but it's unfinished. I mean, either way, healthcare.gov, with massive unfinished parts, it was launched, and it's still not finished. How do you launch a website of that importance and it's not even finished? wow, either the rest of us are incredibly smart or there are some really dumb people involved in this whole thing from the beginning. I mean, the fact that now it's a daily, how close were they to finishing when they had 3 years is amazing. And every time someone testifies, it has to open up just another wound for the president. And what can he say? That's why I think he's saying that we have to do a better job of rebranding. But then notice, because of the sensitivity, the thin skin of the president, he says, well, I don't think anyone's doing all that well in this town. Look around. And I'm sure he's referring to the approval ratings for Congress because they're so massively abysmal as well. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, boy, there's a lot of roads we're going to take you to, including what's happened in a couple of cases with another city filing bankruptcy and another couple that might file bankruptcy. Now when we have this problem of illegal immigration and, oh, immigration reform, there are hundreds of illegals that are now at a base in Arizona. There was a huge problem at the Atlanta office that they're actually stopping deporting some of the illegals that are there, and a few other things that have happened when it comes to the situation in border states and outside of border states. But that immigration reform, we knew that was never going to be rolled out, never going to pass. There was never going to be any legislation that was going to happen in 2013. So I don't know that that's necessarily a massive surprise. This might be a surprise to you, and I'm going to kick this out right at the beginning. When you go to the airport, and I think some of this now has to do with what's happened because of the shooting in Los Angeles, and you wondered what kind of changes there would be. Now you have travelers that have these pods that have been set up, and they've been installed they were planning to do this anyway, but they've been installed in a couple of different airports. I got a text from someone today about an airport in New York that the people have a little pod thing that they have to go into, and they can't re-enter the terminal. So because this is the whole X-ray body scan thing, and they say that the pods will replace, the timing's interesting, because they were already starting to do this, but now because of the LA shooting, they can use that kind of an example. They will replace what you would have your normal security guards doing that are there at the exit, and they say this would save money instead, so that you would have people being scanned as they go in the pod and then leave the pod after that. I don't know, seems creepy to me. And they're talking about putting these in all the major airports, as if we don't already have enough problems. And there's no 100% way to secure those airports, but I think this is more about scanning people than anything else. Hang with us. We'll talk about the situation with the illegals caught at the border at that military base in just a second.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coming out of Tucson, Arizona. And the reason I picked it up for America Tonight is to tell you that one of the Border Patrol agents quoted in this Tucson news piece said, "I think the average American should be petrified." And what he's saying is he grew up in this area in Tucson where they've got an army post there, but it got a lot of security risks because it's only 15 miles north of Mexico, really, the border right there anyway. So it's got this terrain that's pretty rugged, steep, pretty tough. And the post has 73,000 acres. But despite that, people still find ways to come through and climb in and over and into the United States. That's why he's saying, and he grew up in the area, that people should be worried about this, because if they're going to this really tough area tough to crawl across it, then there's no stopping anyone because they're not afraid. And it's the smuggling operations that he talks about that have been incredibly sophisticated. And they keep getting better. They have a formula. They have a routine. They stick to it. They make money. And they pull as many people in as they can. So now more people were stopped at the border. But there are still a whole bunch of them were stopped and they're sent back. But what they also say is, this isn't a new problem, them getting into the fort. But they just let them slip on and they kind of ignore it because of the amount of land. And that picking up undocumented workers is the Homeland Security's duty, not the Department of Defense, so they don't care about it. They're not focused on it. And they've got people that come in, they have backpacks of, you know, 40, 50 pounds. I mean, who knows what they're bringing in? Can you imagine if they're bringing a whole bunch of pot in to sell? Oh, just let them go through. If they get through, it's like threading the needle. If they thread the needle, well, then they deserve to be in the country because we're not going to stop them. Why should we stop them? We can't stop them. We don't have any money to stop them. They're just going to have to go through. And to me, that shows, again, this lack of connection in the United States to what the big problem is. And when you hear somebody say, oh, well, it's about border security first and you have to have the border secure, you're right. Because look at these areas that are so suspect of any way in stopping anybody illegally getting into the country. And imagine how many other areas like that are out there. Well, we know that the answer is we know there's a ton of them. A ton of them. And until somebody gets serious and they really vote on reform, it's going to be that way. You're going to have some hundreds, because now they said hundreds of undocumented workers were caught and they put them back, but then they're going to come back again with their 50-pound backpacks. And they'll get through eventually. And all of this was part of a law that could have stopped the floodgates from opening more than 20 years ago. But that didn't happen, so now we're in the situation of where we are. What is the answer? What is the answer? Well, I think one of the answers is really tackling the problem instead of shelving it when it's convenient. Because, oh, guess what? It is a election year, 2014. Well, speaking of detaining people and then letting them go, there is a big push in this country to let the people at Guantanamo go for unusual conduct when it comes to not processing detainees. And there was just a big blowout piece on 60 Minutes about it. They're saying that at Gitmo, and this was in the Washington Times, so now there are a lot of people doing stories on it, because there still is no decision now on what's going to happen to Guantanamo, and a ton of money is being spent there. So at the prison, they can learn, the people that are detainees can learn landscaping, pruning, calligraphy, PowerPoint, while they try to figure out what they're going to do with the prisoners. What are they going to do with them? Come to the United States, shut down Guantanamo, keep it open. I mean, what is the answer here? And the answer is avoidance. It's this. I'm drawing the correlation between immigration, illegal immigration, and now Guantanamo. If it's too tough to handle and it's an election year, then we're just going to have to push it aside, talk about it, but know that it's just too hard to dive deep into it. So we don't have to make any kind of decisions. Therefore, it doesn't become as much of a hot potato for us. And this whole thing is really, for Guantanamo, is playing out in Washington. The fact that they can enroll in these seminars and they last an hour or more every day. But the class ratios that are very small. Then they have all the other things that I mentioned. And they can learn English, by the way, and a whole bunch of other things that they're able to do in Guantanamo. So you hear these stories about, oh, it's just inhumane and cruel, and how can they do what they're doing to the people at Guantanamo? But then I read what they're getting at Guantanamo. And we've had in the past people on this show that have been to Guantanamo. We've had two different people that have been there. And both of them said that in their eyes and what they could see and in their conversations, it was not incredibly cruel, the treatment of the people that were being detained. Yet so many people say it's just a blight on the U.S., that this isn't right because they're not being processed and they have to be processed. But I think it sounds like, at least from the other things that we're hearing, is that they're being treated than even the prisoners we treat in our own prison systems way better than that. With the amount of possibilities of what the courses and the things that they can take. Well, it's still a huge conundrum as to what's going to happen. Are they going to come back to the United States? I think the real push is to come to the United States and try to figure out a way to make that happen instead of doing the military tribunals and doing that system at Guantanamo. The push is definitely on for it to happen. But I think it could be incredibly, especially when you're talking about like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I think it'd be incredibly dangerous to bring some of those prisoners to the United States because of what I think would be repercussions if they're being moved around a federal court. And yes, I know about guards and flak jackets and everything else, but you think of the amount of, and this was the reason why it didn't happen in the first place, is the amount of money that it would take to protect the city, to use the police officers to shut down areas near the federal court, that it would cost a place like New York City just way too much money to do that. So that's why the whole Gitmo thing became a hot potato partially, and it was just shelved, like the immigration problem. I mean, we're focused so much on Obamacare and the website and everything with this rollout. Here you have two serious problems that have not been dealt with in any way, really, just a lot of rhetoric, a little tweaking here and there, but nothing. And it still eventually comes up in the conversation and then, like I say, gets put back on the shelf. And there are two things that could have been dealt with while all this other nonsense was going on. All right, we got to have some fun. We're going to lighten the load, but you can throw in your 2 cents, heavy, hard, or a little bit light. That's fine. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. On the flip side, news you can abuse. Next.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Berkey.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Did you hear the news today?
Time to get out your gun and kill you some turkey, because Butterball is saying they've got a shortage when it comes to turkeys. Anybody concerned about that, running out at the last second to get you your turkey? If you are, boy oh boy, better make sure that you have some sort of a plan. They say what I've heard is that Butterball, which of course is based out of North Carolina, they're telling all their retailers that orders for the 16-pound turkeys and larger have been cut in half. But this shortage apparently is nationwide. You know, Butterball was the thing that everybody used to go to, and I know there are other companies that have turkeys. But for a lot of people, you know, it's just a brand association that's in your mind, Butterball, Butterball. Everybody just wanted to have one, and I'm not so sure if it's still the same way. But they produce about 20% of the turkeys, 1.3 billion pounds of turkey meat a year, which is crazy. They say the size of the bird is the problem, that they're struggling in North Carolina with higher feed costs. So because of that, they had some cutbacks with the whole turkey thing, and that affected 6-pound Butterballs, that they would come up shorter with those, but that there would be plenty of frozen ones, but the fresh ones, that'd be tougher. Fresh is so much easier than to do the whole thaw out thing. And in Minnesota, you know, they've got, Minnesota is the largest turkey producer in the country. Yay! Mothership. Turkeys all around. Probably roaming around outside of the studio right now. And they're going to produce about 46 million turkeys this year. So Minnesota is turkey land. I don't know if they have the shortage up there. And they got Jennie-O is the turkey producer. They're one of the major brands anyway that sells turkeys across the U.S. And so while Butterball might be number one, they are right on their heels. They're number two. But I would say that's going to be a problem for a lot of people who are going to run at the last second and try to get that turkey and are going to have some trouble. Because they're not going to be able to find, if they have a big enough, unless it's just small, with the size people, they're going to have trouble finding that size turkey. All right, so here we go with some other news you can abuse. How about this one? LED lights, they say, are going to be bigger this year on Christmas trees. You know, they've had them for a while, but now they're dropping in price like other things. The longer you have them, the more the price drops. And even Walmart, they say, is devoting half of their shelf space for the LEDs. A string of 50 minis is going to be $5, and that's down from almost $7 last year. So they say they're going to continue to get lower, which is big, because that'll change people who just absolutely would not touch them because they were too expensive, much more expensive than the other kind. And here's an interesting story about a guy biking at the age of 85. There is a doctor out of Iowa City, I saw a report on him, that started biking in the 70s during the oil crisis when it was odd and even, when you had to pull up to get gas that way. And he wanted to find a way to get to his hospital without burning gas. So 86 years old now, and this Dr. Oscar Beasley is still pedaling. He's a retired Iowa doctor, but he's cycling still 100 miles a week. That's pretty good. So he started the exercise because of the oil crisis, and then it became a passion, and he kept riding even after that. And, I'd have to say that was probably a smart thing to do. Although, you get into this thing with bikers, and I don't know how many people listening to me have this problem. You know, this is news you can abuse. In your neighborhood, do you have the problem of the bikers taking over the roadways? And I think, wow, the risk to them is unbelievable because of people texting and everything else when they're driving. But sometimes they'll dart out in front of you and create serious hazards. I've seen that happen a bunch in my neighborhood, just how big that's become, riding bikes to work or to other spots, because you can see with the people have something on a backpack on, and you can tell that they're headed to an office. So I don't know if the trend to bike is on the uptick, or it depends on where you live, but if they don't have separate lanes, that's it's pretty tough to do the avoiding thing in your car, especially with, like I said, the way people are driving now. You know, I talked about Minnesota being the turkey capital and how many turkeys they would sell in Minnesota, but I didn't realize this until now. But Minnesota, they say, and now how they come up with this, I have no idea, but because somebody sent me a link that Minnesota is the number one place to return home to. So in other words, throughout the holidays, when they're tracking people, oh, so many people are in the roadways, that there are a lot of people returning from Chicago or Michigan or other areas, or who knows further than that, that are going back to Minnesota for Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatnot, that it's the number one place to go. And I wondered, when somebody sent me this, as they said it was the number place to go back home, it also gets another word, so I don't know what's up with Minnesota all of a sudden, but I also was made aware of another poll that the Minnesota is also the top spot in the United States for one of the best restrooms in America, that they get America's Best Restroom Award. I guess that's not a bad thing, right? They're not saying all of the places in Minnesota, but they're saying one in particular, they have an interesting bathroom, and it's the Varsity. It's the Varsity at the Varsity Theater, and they're going to put a plaque outside of the bathrooms there. They say it was one of the last vaudeville houses in Minneapolis, and they had all kinds of shows that came through there, and now they're still doing shows there, but there's something about the way this bathroom was designed, part old-fashioned, part lounge, part, you know, a few other things, that this was the number one place, number one restroom as well. So another high accolade. Most turkeys, best bathrooms, best place to go home to, where most people are going home to. And so now they can say, here are three reasons why you should go to Minnesota, because not only do we have great restrooms, people want to come back here, and we have other things to offer too, like lots of snow, lots and lots of snow in Minnesota. Oh my goodness. When they get snow up to the rooftop, trying to tunnel through all of that. Oh, that'd be tough. You know, you hear this song on the radio sometimes where they say, Jenny, you got my number, blah, blah, blah. And there's actually a Florida woman who has that number. And that was a pop song. I want to say they came out in the 70s or maybe later, probably 80s. And she's got that 867-5309. That's her phone number. And she gets hundreds. This is crazy. She gets hundreds of calls every week. Hundreds of calls. Just because of they concocted the number, and it happened to be her number. So she talks about how many calls are pranks, how many calls are people just calling her up for fun because they wanted to dial the number and they actually stay on and they talk to her. I wonder why she just didn't want to get a new number. Because of how how many calls she's getting. But they're talking about she could sell the number, probably get $6,000 on eBay. There was somebody that auctioned off numbers before, and that would be a desirable number because of the band's song. Can you imagine? I'm selling my phone number. Do you want my phone number? Here it is, and here's the song. You could just play a blurb of the song, and then have somebody fork over the money. That'd be pretty good, just because you randomly had that phone number. If you were able to get money for it, I'd say ditch the phone number, because how annoying would that be? 50 prank calls, other people that just call up and want to talk to you and want to find out what it's about and who's on the other end. I would think that would get tiresome after a while. That maybe in the beginning it'd be okay, but all those years to deal with that, and I'd say ditch the digits or do the sales thing. And I bet there probably would be a buyer for that, because that number, just you still hear that song on the radio every once in a while, depending on what you listen to. And there's something about that number that really sticks with people that might make somebody want to pay big bucks for that exchange. All right, stay with us. Come back on the flip side, updating a few stories for you. Hang through.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in the nooks and crannies. Man, are you already sick of Christmas? Are you hearing Christmas tunes? Is your local station playing Christmas songs already over and over again? Christmas trees are out and up. Christmas lights are going on. I know in my neighborhood, probably in your neighborhood. So the inflatables are up. People are ready for Christmas. A lot of people have a system. Boom, boom, boom. A certain day it goes up. Probably not like me, random. So I've just noticed it's really looking like Christmas in a lot of places, and I bet where you're living, it's looking a lot like Christmas. I don't know, maybe there's something about, for some people, decorating, it lifts their spirits. If they're going through whatever they're going through, the decorating thing, the tree thing, the wreath thing, the lights outside the house, lightens them up, I suppose. Wouldn't it be great if that's all that was about? It didn't have to be so heavy on the whole gift-giving thing. I think the gift-giving thing drives people insane. Not if you have young children and it's fun and you're going to have to get new toys and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about just trying to figure out what you're gifting people and people giving you gifts. You know, the whole thing, that there's a sort of an, I don't know if it's an uptight protocol or what it is, but a lot of times it makes people crazy. I don't know how people shop on the last day, how they shop on Christmas Eve and seriously go out and have a long list of people they have to get for. That's crazy. I mean, with the way the malls are filled and every other side strip center, I'd have to have at least a couple of Advil with me to go through that. You know, the real truth is when we're in this giving season, you see the faces of the people that are affected by a couple of catastrophes. One in the Midwest, the tornadoes, the 70 tornadoes or so, and how that's impacted people, how they were slammed. Not just in Illinois, but in Indiana and Michigan and some other areas too, but it's the devastation is there's nothing standing. You know, it's like flatlands, and you're lucky if you see anything that's recognizable. And all those people will end up going through the holidays in, who knows, a hotel with relatives, just some, not their home, because that home is no longer standing for a lot of the people in those places I mentioned, but especially in Washington, Illinois. And I said it made me think of the photographs I had seen of the typhoon and how, I don't think despair is the right word, I think just slapped by life, the look in the people's faces in Tacloban, the fact that they're evacuating the area because it was hit so hard with the water and the winds and everything else, that they're getting aid into people and they're trying to get some people also out of the area. Because you have bodies that are just piled up in the street. And this is a full week after that typhoon hit. And they're still searching for the dead so they can bury them in a mass grave. Oh, how awful is that? And then what people want is they want to at least find the bodies. You know, they know if they haven't now heard from them, they don't believe they're alive. And that's what they want. They want to be able to bury their dead and have some kind of a service or whatever it is, but just at least know where they are, and they can't find people. So who knows what that number ultimately becomes, but what a rough situation. And you can see, because you look at the photos and you think it doesn't get any worse, then you go to the next photo. But as I said, the people volunteering is just absolutely amazing. And that's the feel-good story out of all of this. The after the tragedy, what happens now? And how many sources do these people have and where can they go? And people are coming to their aid, which is great. A lot of people coming to their aid, for sure. Speaking of aid, this is aid in a different direction. And it's J.P. Morgan having to settle their suit, if you remember how much they were being hunted, and the $13 billion settlement that they agreed to on Tuesday is the largest ever between the Justice Department and corporation. $13 billion. $13 billion, and this is that risky mortgage securities that they backed before the financial crisis. They have a bunch of lawsuits pending, and, you know, that they've been brought, the lawsuits have been brought by Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual because of what happened in 2008. And there's also an ongoing criminal investigation about some other negotiations. So they have like a little fund. This is our legal fund for how many times we're going to be in court. So we're going to push all this money over here to the side. $13 billion, and they're just not done with this yet. Wow. That is crazy to think of. What could $13 billion do for your United States? Oh, a lot. $13 billion. When I read that number, I thought, wow, that's Jamie Dimon, the head of the company. J.P. Morgan used to be so revered by so many people. But now, with this latest thing happening, other people are saying, you know, see, this was inevitable. This was inevitable that this was going to happen. And it did. It did. Rob Ford, you probably know that name by now. Rob Ford is not running for an office here in the United States. Rob Ford is the mayor of Canada who was stripped of his power the other day, but who has a wild appeal to some of the people anyway, and in Canada in general, but in Toronto especially. No matter what bizarre, wild thing that he does, he just seems to get grace or bounces back from it, I don't know how to describe it. But it's surprising to me. In the United States, especially when you think of where we've become, right or wrong, it's a whole different ballgame. He would have absolutely been out. You think of Anthony Weiner. You think of other scandals that have happened. I'm trying to think of recent ones. And this deal is a deal breaker. I mean, a deal breaker, if there ever was one, written all over it. And then there's this. How do you get your... When you wake up, how do you get your news? How do you know what's going on with the traffic? How many people use social networks to find out information they need? 1.61 billion people, more than one in five globally, they say, log into social networking sites at least monthly. So if you're one of those people, go to americatonight.net and log into our Facebook and also our Twitter account. They did this study, the researcher, eMarketer, and they say the number was up 14.2% of the mention from a year ago, and that number is up to 233. The highest penetration of social network users, ready for this? Netherlands, 63.5%. Norway, 63.3%. Sweden, 56.4%. South Korea, 54%. Would you be surprised by that? And look where the United States is. Like, I think I'm kind of surprised by that. The United States, 51.71%. In Canada, how many students are on social networks? 51.2%. Ooh. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.